All right. So we have this second, quote unquote, impeachment taking place, which is just a sham. Everybody, even the Supreme Leader Joe Biden, isn't watching it. But then again, that's right. The impeachment trial runs right along the same schedule on what's the network? The old TV station network. They call it something like old-timey TV. It's got like Matlock and all that stuff on there. All his favorite shows are on during the day so he can get to sleep at a prompt 5 p.m. So he's got to watch Matlock, and then he's got to watch Murder, She Wrote, and then he's got to watch the Beverly Hillbillies. He ain't got time for the impeachment, the shampeachment. He ain't going to watch that. Nobody can. MeTV, thank you. He's watching MeTV. Nobody cares about this except the people doling out Trump derangement syndrome, which is the press, and Democratic, quote-unquote, lawmakers who are doing this for fundraising emails. Everybody else has checked out on it because it's a worthless waste of time. So this whole thing is just garbage. It's not even worthy of mentioning. I looked around to see if there was anything to actually cover or talk about. No. All they're doing is reading tweets and playing clips about Trump saying stop the steal and fight, which is ridiculous because the Supreme Leader Joe Biden said fight like hell, and they've all said it. So the fact that they're trying to say that anything Trump has done is inciting any kind of insurrection, which it isn't. Which it isn't, is just a waste of time, a waste of money. And truly, as I said before, just encompasses the worthlessness of Washington. So that's what I have to be said about impeachment. So we have what? We have a bunch of other things, right? Are we back into the cultural war? The cultural firefights? No, we're going to argue about Gina Carano. We're going to argue about Mark Cuban. Why do we argue about any of this stuff at all? Because we're still being forced to try and what? Coexist? Which you should get the convert bumper sticker at MikeChurch.com/shop instead of the coexist one. Oh, I 100%. But my bigger point, I was watching, because I watch him in the morning, the Timcast, because I can't watch the local news. So I watched Timcast. And he had Matt Bernard on last night. And Matt Bernard, and I get it, because he does this voter registration stuff. He is all in on keeping America together, keep fighting for the Senate, keep fighting. We got to get this stuff back. And everybody else is going, why are we doing that? Because he's giving the same platitude answers. We got to keep fighting and get the Senate and the House. Do you not realize? Do you not realize that the physical barriers that have gone up in Washington, D.C. is also metaphorical in the fact that they will never, they'll let members of the House come in and out because that, to them, that's the lowest on the totem pole. Nobody cares about House of Representing members unless you're Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and you're playing on like Twitch streams. But they'll let members of the House come in and out. Senate, president, nah. You're going to be shut out forever. You could register 100 billion people and they'll still find a way to beat you. You know, Matt Bernard was talking about the registration efforts in Georgia with Stacey Abrams. And I'm laughing because it's because I remember Justin telling me over the air before the runoff, Stacey Abrams is like, I got 270,000 votes already to mail in. And everybody goes, oh, okay. There is no method, there's no reason, there's nothing that connects these United States. And the crazy thing is Bernard actually hit on the fact that we have no common cause. Most other countries on this planet can trace their roots to a singular people. Polish, Irish, Spanish, British, well, not really the British anymore. The Russians, the Chinese, the Japanese, the Ethiopians. They all have people they can trace their lineage to. There is a uniting factor. There is something that people share. That we do not have. And that's something that we have to have that conversation. We have to have that conversation. Nobody wants to have it because everybody wants to be stuck. Everybody wants to be stuck under this flag, the stars and bars, baby. We all want to believe that we're just the melting pot and that we you know, we're this and that and all these other things. We're not, ladies and gentlemen, we're not. And it is more applicable than ever here in the Bear Brief on the Crusade Channel, the last live radio station standing. Always on air, always online at crusadechannel.com. Appreciate you guys tuning in, guys and gals, today. Hope everybody is safe and warm. Yes, I know the Northerners are chuckling, but this is my Southern friends. I hope you're safe and warm. That this idea... We got to fight over cultural issues. The reason we got to fight over cultural issues is because, A, we let the crazy people take over the culture. There's that. B, we're trying to mesh together different cultures. That's never worked. It's never worked. Ever. Ever. What about in the U.S.? Come on. Think about it. With the more and more intrusions by the federal government, the more stark this contrast is. And it's just something that we have to have that talk for. And so I'm listening to this guy Bernard go on and on last night, and I'm watching the fact that nobody cares about impeachment, and I'm watching the fact that people are desperate trying to get through COVID-19 Wuhan superbug nonsense at the same time that the CDC says you got to wear a disposable mask with a cloth mask with a piece of duct tape over your mouth to stop the spread of COVID, and people are buying it. Why do we continue the charade? Especially, it has to be highlighted, my Christian brothers and sisters, my Catholic brothers and sisters, we cannot, and they'll call me an extremist for saying this, We cannot have common cause with those who want to murder babies. We cannot. And the only way they shut us up is to either put us in prison or kill us. To get that uniformity. The politicians hate you. The people on the other side of the aisle hate you. The corporations hate you. Why are we subjecting ourselves to this? Oh, well, Mark Cuban's got to play. Who gives a rip if he does? I was pointing out the hypocrisy yesterday, which is not a winning strategy. I'm not trying to do it to score political points. I'm just making a point that Cuban loves the Chinese because they give him money. You and I don't give us money, so he doesn't care about us.